Why is everything so dusty?
That's not dust. This is where the library stood.
What happened here?
When she struck, we had to burn a few things. Things that she should never be allowed to read. There wasn't much time.
Why?
Because we knew she'd kill us.
Look, a friend of mine agreed to meet me here tonight. A police chief inspector. I'm worried that that thing might have hurt him.
Your friend isn't here. We see all who enter this house. And you're the only one who has been foolish enough to come here for quite some time.
Who are you?
A representative. Two rooms straight ahead. I'm waiting. Close the door. Quietly. Now, do you see? My body, one of many of the men and women who worked and lived here. She found us all. I was the last one.
How many of you were there that she killed?
It doesn't matter now. They're all dead in the basement. She took us from our desks, our posts, even our beds. She left me here out of spite, to rot.
But your face, it's gone.
She took it. She took all of them. She wears them as her own.
I'm so sorry.
Too late for that. Go to my body now. Good. Now you need two things. Search the inner sole of my shoe. The left one.
Oh. What is this?
Blueprints for the basement.
So, this machine is what's sealing us in the house?
Yes. But look closer at the panel in the corner.
My God. If this is what I think it is, you're a monster.
We did terrible things. Things that have kept us here for over 15 years. We abandoned our lives to work at this facility. Quick, get the gun from my hand.
But you said guns can't kill her.
The gun isn't for her.
I don't understand.
Don't be so naive. Put it in your pocket. This next part is going to be tough. If you even see so much as her mask put the gun to your temple, do not hesitate.
What? You can't be serious.
Look down at me. Look at my body. That's what she will do. That's what she always does. She cannot catch you alive under any circumstances. Take the gun from my hand.
All right.
Now make me a promise.
Fine, I promise. She won't take me alive.
Good.
She's getting closer.
Keep calm.
But how can I get to the stairs to the basement? Won't she know that's where I'm headed?
Next room to the left. That's where we hit the crawl space.
Oh, of course. That's why you showed up, old friend. A downpour. You couldn't just let me have this, could you? Centuries. Centuries of waiting for this moment. I came so far.
It was the one thing that you could never change. The debt was waiting for. The weather. I read Jonathan Abingdon's notes. This passageway in the parade gardens has to be opened with a door of dry sand. That's impossible to do now in this rain.
You know, Miss Crow, for the first time in centuries, I prayed. I prayed for a sunny afternoon to end it all.
Why would anyone listen to your prayers?
Indeed.
Look at all of the ghosts and demons stood over the balconies watching us now. They have no respect for you. You've had centuries to become a good man. You could have changed so much of this world for the better. But you didn't.
No. I made it worse. It's funny, actually. There were two things I was never able to change about this world. The first was the weather.
And the second?
The meddling of your family, Miss Crow. I know who you are, who your mother was, and why you're here now.
Then walk away. Never come to this place again, immortal. Never kill again.
I'm afraid we both know that's not going to happen. The passageway will be accessible again in another 300 years, so I'll be on my way until then. You can live the rest of your mortal days knowing that you couldn't stop me, Miss Crow.
Fine then, you filthy coward. Run away. Keep on running away.
What?
Okay, not my smartest retort, but it got his attention. I'd better switch my camera on to charge before he turns around. You heard me. That's all you do. You kill, destroy, harm others. Then whenever you have to face up to your actions, you run. You hide in another human's shell, so run away now. To another facility in the middle of nowhere to torture hundreds more, because I'll find you all over again, coward.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy killing you.
Okay, he's approaching. This is it. Stay steady, Violet. You need to keep your distance for just long enough. The camera takes at least a minute or two to charge up each blast. He mustn't suspect a thing. Things to remember about the immortal. He possesses enough abnormal strength to throw grown men out of windows with ease. Close quarters combat isn't an option, or he'll snap my neck. The flashbang grenade I built in the facility should disorient him enough to keep him at a distance.
Ugh. Get back here! I'm done with your games!